In the interest of education, the KER Public Affairs Department now presents Community Involvement, an in-depth look at our community. And here's your host, Jonathan Roberts.
We're back with Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. She's going to continue taking us through the work they do there.
We also study habitats. What are those habitat needs for birds in the area, and how can we restore habitats that have been impacted through human activities so that they can better support bird populations? So we're doing a lot of different things, but it's all centered around bird conservation, doing science, and also outreach into the community. So we can talk some more about that in a few minutes. But I also wanted just to mention that obviously we love birds. We are bird fanatics. We do bird conservation every day, but not everybody thinks that bird conservation is the end-all, be-all. So I wanted to just, for those folks out there, to say, there, if you can protect habitat for birds, or you can do the things in terms of management in the lands or in the waters in the South Bay that promote the health of birds and a diverse bird community, you're very likely also protecting a lot of other wildlife species. You're protecting the opportunity for people to go out into nature and experience some pretty fantastic things. So I think that there's benefits well beyond the bird community to some of the work that we do, and just wanted to put that out there as well. The San Francisco Bay is a great place to study birds, great place to study impacts of human activities on wildlife in general, of course. I'll just digress for a minute, if I'm allowed, and say that in my past areas of my career, I was interested in studying the impacts of urbanization on wildlife, from birds to mammals to amphibians, and that there are really similar things going on in urban areas around the world. So if we can use areas like the San Francisco Bay to understand, which is a highly urbanized landscape, to understand how birds are responding to these changes, as well as other organisms in the environment, we can really use that as a case study to understand what's happening with the urbanization that we're experiencing around the world. So I think that the situation in the South Bay or in the San Francisco Bay area in general is it's a really complex one. There are places that have been highly impacted where we're seeing bird populations just thriving, doing quite well. Particular species seem to do really well. Others seem to not do really well in areas that are impacted by human populations. The San Francisco Bay has an interesting history because of these salt ponds that have been actively used for the last 100-150 years in the area. And we have a number of bird species that really do extremely well in these salt pond ecosystems. And so those individual species are doing, in many cases, very well. There are other species that, because of pond management practices, are not doing as well. So what we're trying to do is, through partnerships with various organizations and agencies, figure out what does the picture in the South Bay look like going into the future? What is the, how can we best manage these ponds? How can we best manage our developing landscape so that it protects not only birds, but also other wildlife species in the future? So I think it's kind of a mixed bag right now. We're obviously living in a place that has been highly impacted by human activities, but it's not all bad. There's definitely some thriving populations out there.
You mentioned there's an increase in gulls. Is this recent, or has this been ongoing for a long time?
Yeah, the increase in gulls has been pretty dramatic over the last 30 years or so. Back in the early 80s, we had very few gulls in the area. And now in the South Bay, during 2012, we counted over 50,000 gulls. So that's a dramatic increase from, a few dozen back in the 80s to over 50,000 now. So there has been a very strong increase, particularly in the last couple of decades.
You were listening to Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory.
Community Involvement is a presentation of the KEAR Public Affairs Department. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KEAR, its management, or staff.